Welcome to our show. Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power.
Can't wait for this to end.
Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
Hello, Mr. Big Willie. How are you today, sir?
I'm good. Tapping my feet to the song. It's great. Great day. Bunch of listeners yesterday, a bunch of viewership yesterday on Facebook Live, and they couldn't ask for a better debate between Ron Ferguson and Sergeant Slaughter. It was awesome. I had to put the Sergeant Slaughter thing, and that's what it reminds me of. He just put the hat on, bring the American flag in, and then just start like WWE. I don't think Frank said too much, really, besides there's a bunch of rhetoric and smear and rhetoric and smear and smear and rhetoric and smear and rhetoric. And it just didn't, I don't know. You ask him who's backing him up, who's the people making the calls telling you to support him. Well, you know, the people out there, the people, they're calling me. And never got to the property tax issue, which I think's big, so hopefully we can do it again. Ron had some good answers. You know, I'm not picking sides on it. I'm just giving my evaluation. Like, Ron had great answers. You know, he had informative answers. It wasn't just, it made up kind of off-the-cuff, weird, angry stuff, I guess. He was posting stuff on his Facebook in live time. Putting the truth out there and the answers and answering the questions. We never did get an answer why Frank quit. One day it's his family, and then he answers the next day it's for a drone program or something, counter drones, which I'm sure he played an important part in, but I want to knock that in saving our country, but protecting our country as a former Navy SEAL and everything, I'm sure, is a level on counter-drone. Filled his life up more than what an elected office done for him. With this company start and then getting into the oil field stuff, it just seems kind of funny. I don't know. I'm not making no accusations. I just putting it from a public spotlight, some of the comments I read about public interest and stuff, and then he just kept harping on the same thing. Well, you missed votes, and Ron explained how the votes work and what he was doing in Tiltonville or whatever, the community thing, and they do drag that stuff out, and I guarantee you 100% they, you know, we see it in the national news where they were trying to pass a health bill, and they got $200 million for Bill's construction company to build a bridge in Montana or something that somebody's trying to push through to probably cost $2 million to patch it, and then somebody's going to pocket $198 million. But they put a little piece of sentencing in there, so I'm sure people vote for stuff, and you know, and that's what Ron said, he likes to read through everything, and so you're going to have votes no against certain stuff. But it's what's in the whole bill, not what's just brought up on the radio. Excuse me, one second.
Oh, sure.
Carly Dittmeyer got me all worked up. I had a frog in my throat.
My God, man. So don't you cover your mouth? Jesus, this just went out over the air. This went out over Facebook, for heaven's sakes. What's the matter with you? Where have you? Do you have a handkerchief?
Nah, I just got a little frog over here. Oh. By Cincinnati, and they got a ton of snow over here. Indianapolis, Cincinnati got way more snow than what we got. I can tell you that. The roads are ice over here. Still, the wind chill, it's like 1 degree, -7 this morning. I was up half the night with the load, but now I'm headed to Cincinnati safely. Get loaded, head back to Canton or whatever. I'm going down to the river by the stadium and pick up stuff by the Bungholes Stadium, Cincinnati there. But anyhow, Carly Dittmeyer's right. I need to go. I'm going to start going to Central Catholic Church, St. Vincent's, and I'm going to start running the Catholic Charities or the soup kitchen. I can get out of this truck the money they're making.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
My Lord.
Oh, yeah.
The money that they're wasting and throwing away, and she's right. And now I figured out also, because she said they have recruitments for businesses. And I said, you know, Carly's right.
Oh, yeah.
Because how I know how Dimitri gets all the viewers on Facebook.
Wait a minute.
They
what?
Have, wait a minute. Just hear me out now. Like, maybe I'm going to do a documentary about this and put it on Angel or True or something like that, or Netflix. You never know. But they have these cell phone farms now that with literally, like, you can have a house with 25, 30,000 cell phones connected through the internet, and they have modems and all this stuff set up, and every single one of them is on somebody's site, driving up viewerships and driving up views on their TikToks, their Facebooks, and you pay these companies to get so many views a day, and they're illegal because it's falsification or whatever you want to call it, and you're driving your price up, you know, by paying somebody, and you're getting paid from the company.
Yeah.
So I figured out that that's what you're doing probably, in this, especially yesterday with 9,000 views. I mean, that's just amazing. Usually we get, you know, 7,000 or 8,000 after 3 months ago when I started.
No,
at 8 o'clock it jumps up, and then it goes back down to about 1,500. But
no.
Anyhow, that's neither here nor there, you know. But Carly brings up some good points. But back to Sergeant Slaughter and Ron Ferguson. If he would have came in with his uniform on and a flag, I thought it would just made it a lot more official. It'd have been better. And I'm not making fun of you. It's just his attitude. Frank, you got a bad attitude, dude. I mean, if you would just kill that attitude. And I was reading all the comments. There was like two people and the same guy on there just kept, oh, Frank's this, Frank's that, and I think he must live up there by him or something, and I don't know. Who knows?
There were a lot of comments. I want to say close to 150 or 170. They were like insane numbers of comments and insane numbers of views. But I can assure you that no one is going to pay anyone to give me one more view by, you know, fake or whatever. No one's going to do that. These are all natural because everybody hates me. So this is all natural.
Everybody knows you're broke anyhow.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
You drive a fancy Mercedes around all day.
Yeah. Don't I wish? And, don't I wish? Jeez, Louise.
Front wheel drive Mercedes. And complain about potholes and sheets. Do you see what happened to my Mercedes Benz out there?
What do you?
Can I get a free coffee? Thank you.
What are you talking about? Oh, by the way, the views on Facebook. The views now. This is honestly amazing. 9,700. 9,700 views, and it's not even 24 hours yet. It's unbelievable. I'm telling you, we broke the internet. It's amazing what happened here. Just absolutely amazing.
Right. Yeah. So Tony O needs to get one over there, and then he'd probably had a ton of views this morning checking out his haircut.
Well, here's the thing with Johnny O. I actually like him very much. He's been extremely helpful in 101 different ways that I never talk about on the air because I don't want to give him any credit. The only thing is, he doesn't want to do Facebook. And neither does Steve Novotny.
Right.
And those two would get, frankly, way more views than I would. They have, you know, they're more popular. They're certainly more likable. I mean, everybody hates me, but they don't want to do it. I'll never understand that. And I don't know why you don't do it either. You should be doing a Facebook live stream every morning from the luxurious state-of-the-art cab of your Freightliner Cascadia 125. So, okay, let's turn the tables. Why aren't you doing it, Mr. Big Willie?
Because if I were getting a wreck or something, and then that'd be the first thing they would do. It's not safe.
Not when you're driving. You pull over. You pull over.
I don't pull over. I don't stop.
Jeez.
Only time I stop at night to sleep. I come out here to make money.
Fine.
I'm gonna be away from
Fine.
My family.
Fine.
Then
you
I'm
just
coming out to make
you
money.
Just,
I don't
you
sit
just
in a cozy studio all
you,
day.
You
and worry about the water bottles for the guests.
You've got a cozy, luxurious, state-of-the-art cab. And at night, when you're not doing. At night, when you're not dealing with a lot lizards, Then you should be on Facebook. In fact, you should do Lot Lizard Facebook Live. That's what you should do. That would work really, really well. And you encourage them to knock on your door. And I'm telling you, I think it's a winner. At night, when you're pulled over.
How much does that pay? How much are you paying me to do this?
Well, none of this is for your benefit so that you finally get a following. Do a Facebook live stream at night with the Lot Lizards and from your cab. Yeah, I'm telling you, you'd have a huge following. I'm not joking. You'd have a huge following.
Yeah.
Just call it Facebook Live Lot Lizards. And hosted by Mr. Big Willie, it'd be a huge hit.
Yeah, if I ever seen one, I would do it. But I've never seen one except for in Kentucky.
Just roll down the window, my friend. Just roll down the window. That's all you got to do.
If you would have to be the most desperate, disgusting person on the face of the earth to whip out any money for anybody walking in a truck stop lot that's wiping their whatever down with a paper towel in the bathroom. It makes me want to get sick, actually. And I've done some disgusting stuff in my life. Not women.
You have.
Yeah, the fire department. I've seen the fire department stuff. Wrecks. And, I mean, you see stuff. But there is not a shot in you know where that I would ever touch somebody, a guy, girl, whatever it is, because you don't know what you're going to get at a truck stop parking lot. I wouldn't do it if it was free and I was the last guy there.
Do it.
If you see some of these truck drivers out here that they touch, I don't know how they do it. So they either got to be high or so desperate.
Yeah.
And it's sad to a point, you know, that.
It'd be great,
you know,
right?
Stripping's one thing, girls do it, they pay for the college. It's not that disgusting. They're in a controlled environment. And again, they go shower, they lie to the guys, tell them they love them, the guy gives them $100, they go back to the truck and they go home. You know, but when you're out here in a truck stop and you're walking around and you get a truck with a 600-pound guy that's got Dorito bags piled up and smells like he crapped himself, and you're taking a $20 bill for whatever, then you got issues. Maybe you need to go down to your next step. You probably are staying in downtown Wheeling.
Mr. Big Willie. I gotta tell you something. You sound like you know way too much about this issue. Way too much about this issue.
Yeah.
Seriously, do a Facebook live stream from your cab at night and call it a Lot Lizard, Facebook Live Lot Lizard. That's it. Hosted by Mr. Big Willie. I'm telling you, you'll get a big following.
I got a better chance of being running a soup kitchen and have my kids work here making $100,000 a year than you'll see me doing Life of a Lot Lizard by Big Willie. Thanks, Kyle. He just gave me a great idea. But, yeah, that's not going to happen. I'm sorry, folks, but I got better things to do besides
You know so much.
You don't do nothing 7 days a week besides sit on the radio for 2 hours. You know what we need to put up on Facebook on Big Willie for a live vote?
What?
Besides Ron Ferguson and Sergeant Slaughter, we need the 1978 or so mullets and curls from Steve Novotny and Johnny O and vote who had the best mullet back in the day. Now that will get you some likes and some views.
No,
because
I think
them two, if you've seen the Botany's curls, that can't be natural. He had some locks on him, and I'm telling you what, if I seen him from behind, I would probably have whistled back in 1978.
You'd probably whistle right now. I mean, between this and the Lot Lizard stuff, what you know is actually starting to frighten me. You're creeping me out, dude. You are creeping me out. Oh, my God. I feel like I've got to wash after I talk with you. Ow.
Give me some antiseptic wipes.
Talk to a therapist. Talk to a therapist.
Oh,
my God. Oh, gee. Oh.